Texas is feeling pretty presidential this week. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton made her first journey to Dallas since announcing her Democratic bid for the White House. Today, former Governor Rick Perry came to North Texas to toss his Stetson into a very crowded Republican ring. With a Colt Ford country rap song in the background, Rick Perry bounded up on stage. He stood surrounded by a group of veterans, as well as Taya Kyle, the widow of Navy SEAL sniper Chris Kyle. Perry began his speech with the story of his childhood in Paint Creek, Texas. It's a tiny town 3.5 hours west of Dallas.
Mom bathed us on the back porch in a number two washtub. She also hand-sewed my clothes till I went off to college.
Out there in the big empty, Perry spent time playing six-man football and becoming an Eagle Scout. He says he also learned the value of hard work, faith, and thrift.
He is Texan to his bone.
SMU political science professor Cal Gilson says even without the cowboy boots, Perry is pitch perfect in Texas politics.
Not just because of his Paint Creek origins, but because of his long experience campaigning in Texas. So he campaigns on the Texas miracle. He campaigns on Texas exceptionalism.
Perry is far from the only presidential contender with Texas ties. Of the 9 other Republicans who have announced campaigns, 3, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and Carly Fiorina, have lived in the state. And of course, there's Midland-born Jeb Bush, who made an announcement of his own today that he'd make an announcement on June 15th. Even Democrats Hillary Clinton and Martin O'Malley have worked in Texas. Why do all roads run through the Lone Star State?
Well, Texas is always one of the big money stops for a presidential campaign. In fact, Texans have been running the finance committees for both of the national parties in recent years.
Perry will have to win a lot more than Texas. 4 years ago, he had trouble convincing voters he was prepared. In a memorable oops moment, he forgot the name of a federal agency he wanted to abolish. Since then, Perry's been meeting with policy experts, reading position papers, trying to get up to speed on national security, foreign policy, and military affairs. Political scientist Gilson says that could help.
But expectations and opinions about him are set in the national electorate, so he has to be flawless. And so he is better prepared, but he's got a much steeper hill to climb in 2016 than he did in 2012.
One of the boulders blocking his path is the federal indictment hanging over his head. Last summer, he was charged with 2 felony counts of abuse of power. But positivity runs in his blood. His parents were Texas tenant farmers.
You know, there is no person on earth more optimistic than a dry land cotton farmer. We always know that a good rain is just around the corner.
After his launch in Texas, Perry will face a tougher crowd in Iowa this weekend. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.